Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Equi mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your cart. Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors.
Whether it's life, relationships, politics, or current events, nothing is off limits. This is the Patty and the Millennials podcast, powered by Acme Markets, helping to bridge the gap between baby boomers, Gen X, and millennials.
You have found us. This is the podcast conversation, Patty and the Millennials. I'm Patty Jackson. I'm a radio vet, Philadelphia, 39 years. I'm a boomer, but I've surrounded myself with amazing voices in the form of Gen X, millennials, men and women. And we talk about everything. This week, we're talking about, are you ready to re-enter the world? What was it, like 15 months? You know, with the pandemic and the COVID, and you can't do this, you can't do that. Now it's like, hey, we can come outside. But are you ready? I know for me, the hustle and the bustle, I'm like, oh, am I quite ready for this? And I think that all of us are just a little bit traumatized after what we've gone through over the past 15 months. Arlene Felder, Glassy Brown Cookies, is joining us. 244, I always get the address. What's the two?
It's 224 High Street, Burlington City, New Jersey.
See, she took the words right out of my mouth. Arlene Felder is joining us. How do you feel about the re-entering of the world?
I think it's time. I think it's time for us to come back out and shine. We all need some sun in our life. It's time to come back outside. It's enough of staying in the house.
So you're ready for the challenge?
Absolutely. I want to go outside. I want to be outside. It is time.
Do you say that because you have really learned how to pivot throughout all of this?
No, not just for me. I think just for everyone, just in general. You know, it was a lot of depression going on, you know, running rampant in 2020 with a lot of us, with people losing loved ones. I think it's time for people just to get outside and enjoy nature.
So we're talking about, are you ready to re-enter the world, the hustle and the bustle? We've got Deja. Deja, I admit, I'm not really ready.
I'm not ready. I'm scared. I just feel like nothing's ever going to be the same. The paranoia, you're going to be paranoid being out. It's just like, I've gotten used to that, just like, you know, not alone time, but like just more intimate settings and just being, oh, no, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready either. Do you think that the pandemic has traumatized us?
Yes, tremendously. We are traumatized on more levels than we can even articulate. It's like, it was so traumatizing the way that all happened and went down. And like, now you mean to tell us we can go back out into the world?
Yeah.
That don't even seem right.
It doesn't seem safe. We go from, you can't do this, you can't do that, be paranoid about everything that you do, to, okay, y'all can come back outside now.
Wait, no. Wait, what? No.
Are you ready to enter the world? They're saying, come on back outside. The hustle, the bustle. I'm not ready. Kim Reed is joining us, the author of the book, Optimist, Always Win. Optimist, are you ready?
Yes and no. Here's why. Yes, I am ready to put on my heels, Patty. I'm ready to take off this mask, though. That's why I'm not ready. See, the vain part came out in me, right? See, I'm ready to go out, put on my black dress, dance, hang out on the rooftop, but I don't want to do it with a mask. And I'm fully vaccinated. So, and here's the other thing, Patty. I'm not ready, because you know how we live. I'm not ready for that type of hustle bustle again. Because when the world opens up, we gonna be even more busy.
I know. That's what I'm not looking forward to. But I really understand why they're keeping this mask mandate. Because people be out here lying. You don't know who's vaccinated.
And I'm mad about that. People stop lying so we can, so we can be a little free at times when we go outside without our mask. Stop lying.
It is. You do. You have people lying. And I think that's one of the things that's making people a little antsy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I do think overall, Patty, in all seriousness, you have to, being vaccinated is so important. Wearing your mask is critical. But the summer is here. Let's do the right thing so we can just live again.
Re-entering the world. You're fully vaccinated. You're getting ready to get married. You're about to be somebody's husband. But Dexter, are you ready to re-enter the world?
No, I'm not. So I've done like little things like here and there where it's like, okay, like let's try this, let's try that. Like I went to like a dinner and stuff like that. And I realized I don't make enough money to enter the world again. Like, I, like, literally spend $200 in a weekend. I'm not ready for it. Safety-wise, I think I'm good. Like, you know, I'm still going to wear my mask, do some distancing, and just be kind of be careful. But financially, Jesus, why is life so expensive?
It is expensive. Because, Dex, you've gotten used to not having to spend any money.
Yes, I have to put gas in my car, like, every week now. It's just like you have to pay for drinks now. Like, it's a little ghetto, if you ask me. Like, I don't like it.
Latoya Charleston is here, Chocolate Divinity. We're ready to go outside. We're ready to re-enter the world. You're fully vaccinated. Yeah. But are you ready? Are you mentally ready?
Ooh. You know what? It's so funny because for me, I was one of those people who sat in the freaking house for a whole year. Just recently, I got halfway vaccinated, and I said, okay, I could start doing little things. But you know what, Patty? For me, I'm still hesitant about bigger crowds. And I know the city is opening back up, and they're still following, like, some type of COVID restrictions, especially for indoor events, like the concert venues. But without being fully vaccinated, I just don't feel safe. I don't. But even for the people who are fully vaccinated, I know that they're still having some hesitation. It's like, okay, well, you can get out there, but just because you're fully vaccinated doesn't mean that you cannot still get the Rona. They're just saying it won't be as bad. But who wants to get it?
Yeah, nobody wants to get it.
Don't nobody want to get that mess.
No.
So it's just still like I will be going out into the world, but I'm still very hesitant. I don't want people too close to me because they're even starting it at the market, Patty. I turned around and I looked at this man like he was crazy. I'm like, are you breathing on my neck? Is COVID not a thing anymore? Sir, back up. But I just hope that people won't go out here and just break loose. Like, that's what I'm hoping. Just give it some time. I feel like by 2022, then I'll feel a bit better. Like, okay, well, we out in these streets. We bopping out here. You see it? But for now, I think people just need to pump the brakes just a little bit longer.
We're talking about re-entering the world. This is the podcast, Patty and the Millennials. Desi is here. And Desi, I want you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath with me.
All right. Okay. Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to re-enter the world? 15 months of being told, you got to stay in. The Rona. The Rona.
I am absolutely itching for normalcy, but there is a hesitancy that I have that I got to be honest about, because I know what I've been doing from a preventative standpoint, right? But I can't speak for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't know if people's mindsets are we're reentering with caution or it's just a free-for-all. And I do feel that because we've been confined for so long, there is this free-for-all mentality that may have us back where we started. I do not want to go back in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Once we
once we get this thing done, I don't want to go back. And so I'm not 100%, you know, sure about the mentality of everybody just jumping back into the streets. I don't know, Ozzy.
Well, what about, do you think you're nervous because you know that there are people who are not vaccinated?
You know, it's not only that, because I still have my questions in regard to vaccination, mainly because it prevents death, it still can't prevent illness, right? And so I feel like we're going to learn more about that, too, especially from a six-month or annual perspective. But just the, you know, people struggled with hygiene pre-COVID, okay? And so let's be 100, honey. People still struggling now, and it ain't about a dirty nail or some breath. Now we're talking about something that could take you clean out of here. So I don't know.
Sex Dr. Heather, Dr. Heather Richards is here. She is a sexologist, and we're talking about re-entering the world. Doc, people are ready to unveil or re-release their sexiness. is the world ready?
Oh, Patty, yes, they are ready, but I don't know if they can. But we are ready. A lot of people have been pent up, you know, just not being able to date in reality, like virtually only. So there are a lot of things that people want to do now regarding dating and just being sexy and intimate with people, just touching people. You know, so people are ready to be touched and get touched, definitely. However, I would suggest people go slow, because, you know, when people are pent up, Patty, and all of a sudden the world opens, what happens? Everybody jumps in head first, right?
Mm-hmm.
We already have a lot of people who are pregnant, who are already partnered, who, you know, there are a lot of pandemic pregnancies. But you think about the single people, the people who were unable to meet people, and now the world has opened. I know a lot of people, clients, who are out there, meaning outside, dining on the curb, excited to be meeting people and not really thinking about, oh my gosh, let me kind of just back up a minute and get my hormones in check because I'm super excited right now. So let me try to step back. No, they're not doing that because they're so excited.
Well, Doc, how do you think it's going to be for dating? You know what? I didn't think about that until you brought it up. 15 months, you know, of not really being able to do what we, you know, are used to doing, and the dating scene changed really drastically. How yes. scary is it going to be? I mean, is your first question going to be, you remember how it was, what's your name, what's your sign? Now it's, are you vaccinated?
Let me see your papers.
Yeah, let me see your papers. Yes.
Yes, I think so. I know people who have done this. They're like, are you fully vaccinated? How long you been fully vaccinated? So everybody's different, Patty. So I think there are going to be some people who don't care about that, and then some people who absolutely care about the vaccination piece. So I think whoever you are, whether you are vaccinated or you choose not to get vaccinated, you still need to be safe, because we still have other things floating out there like STDs, right? So if you become intimate or sexual with somebody that you just met because you've been pent up for 15 months, you still need to make informed decisions, right?
Yeah, you do. You got to be. Wait a minute, I watch too much Lifetime. You got to be careful. But as we re-enter into society, you really have to be careful.
Yeah, you can have fun, though. You know, I'd say go out, have some drinks, some food outside, you know, adhere by the rules. You know, Philadelphia's opening back up. I watched your segment. And I know that people are excited. So I'm just going to tell you, enjoy, have fun, and be safe. You don't want to bring things back home. Just remember, if you live with people, around people, and they still don't know if you're even vaccinated, if you can still get COVID. I think you can. So just be safe.
Yeah, you can. You just ain't going to get as sick.
Right, which is great. That's why I have the vaccine, because I don't want to die.
Purple Queen is joining us. She is a community activist. She is a radio host. And if you go downtown, her face is part of a mural. Tell us about it real quick.
Yes, I am honored and humbled to be included in a woman, a Black woman queen activist mural. It's called, the mural is called The Crown Nation Makers. And it is an ode to women who have been true into their activism for years and recently through voting, through caring for their community, through the pandemic, and never stopping, although there have been tumultuous blocks to do so. So I'm honored to be a part of this mural with people like Ramona Africa, and you know, the list goes on. I'm just so very honored.
Dr. Ayla Stanford, there's a lot of wonderful women up there. Congratulations. Wonderful. We're talking about reentering the world. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little. I just think of a hustle and the bustle, and I get nervous. Because I've gotten used to kind of like over the past 15 months not being on that fast track. But now, you know, it's like, Patty, we want you to do this. Patty, you got to come out and do that. And I feel a little anxious. How do you feel about everything opening up?
Man, so, of course, as you know, I have not really had the chance to sit my behind down through the pandemic. So, for me, you know, the world has been open, and I have been a part of the hustle and bustle of the part of the world that has not been able to sit down. However, what I'm nervous about is the people coming out, you know, of the hibernation. If they're going to do it properly, you know, if they're moving too fast, or, you know, are they going to wear their mask? Are they going to adhere to the rules? Because the people who have been out thus far have been adhering to the rules. And I think that's been contributing to the lower numbers of, you know, COVID and the reinfections and such. So I'm a little concerned about the people who are coming out really following the rules, because, you know, Miss Patty, people don't like to follow the rules.
Mm-mm. They don't.
So that's some of the problem. They don't. So, you know, are they going to wear their masks? Are they still going to socially distance? And just be, and let's be real with it. Like, are some a lot of people, they still say Black and brown, have not been vaccinated or are still scared to do it. And now just because everybody else is out, you know, doesn't really mean that you should be out acting differently if you haven't been vaccinated.
Because COVID is still here. That's the underlying thing. COVID is still here. Mommy Lexi is here. We're reentering the world. Are you ready?
Oh, I am so ready. I am beyond ready. So I am an extrovert, and I am one of those people that suffers from cabin fever. And so this has felt like being in a bunker. Now, I understand why, and I'm okay with that, but I'm so ready. So ready that we just came back from a momcation for Mother's Day weekend. And so that was like just what I needed to recharge myself and remind myself that I can be safe and still enjoy the outside.
I'm a little anxious. Let's take it from the hustle and bustle point of view. Mm-hmm. That hustle and bustle. Are you ready to jump out in that hustle and bustle? Are you ready? Are you ready for that part?
You know what? I'm ready for that too. Now, here's the thing, though. I did learn that I need to balance. So I was not a good balancer before the pandemic. And so it sat me down and taught me patience, as we talked about before, and taught me that I needed to have balance. So I'm not ready to fully change over and give back all of my time. But I even saw a meme that said, can we please normalize the difference between my availability and my self-care time? So to speak. So just because I say I'm available, does that mean I want to consume my time with things to do? So that's the piece that I'm a little hesitant about, is how much are people going to want from you? But quite honestly, they've been demanding so much more of my time in this virtual environment, right? Because they feel like you should always be ready, always be available. So I'm ready, but I'm ready with balance.
Okay, I've got to learn that too. I got to learn the balance, because during the pandemic, Lexi, I was pretty busy. I just wasn't outside busy, but, you know, doing other things, you know, with like podcasting and vlogging, I've been very busy. So now that other aspect is coming back, and I felt myself like having a little panic attack, and I had to ask myself, like, are you sure that you are ready for this?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Totally agree. Because one of the things that continues to come up is this this mindset that we've adopted as society that we don't have downtime. Like, we have to constantly be on the move in order to show ourselves as productive or to show ourselves as model citizens. And I'm just like, no, we don't. We've learned that, guess what? Life will continue to move and adjust, and we can balance in it. We don't have to give ourselves away to our detriment.
Brandon Best is joining us, re-entering the world. Are you nervous? Are you ready? Are you anxious? How do you feel about everything opening up? Think about the past 15 months. You got to stay in the house. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't sit at the bar and get a drink. Now it's like, oh, hey.
Yeah. It's you know what, Patty? I'm nervous. It's just a lot of mixed emotions because I'm nervous. I'm excited at the same time. My anxiety is like killing me. I'm hoping that people do the right thing. You know, I'm afraid of those numbers. I'm afraid to see surges, which I think is inevitable. I think that's going to be the case. But you know what my biggest concern is, and we're kind of already there because the world has started to like shift and open up a little more. But then with it, you know, starting to open up almost 100%, you know, these murders and the crime, everybody's back outside. Everybody's enjoying life. It's already out of hand here in the city, but I'm like more so worried. I mean, even more so than, you know, the virus itself. So that's my biggest thing. I'm mixed emotions everywhere. I'm ready to get back out there. I want to do stuff. I want to go to concerts and shows and events. But, you know, at the same time, that period, that early period of the pandemic, it seemed like the crime rate or, you know, that murder rate was down so much. That was also a peaceful feeling, too.
It was. I'm going to tell you, if you live in a big city, right, you are nervous about the reopening because of the shootings that are so rampant. You can't even have a day like Mother's Day where there could be peace. Yep. Nope. Shootings and stuff like that off the chain.
It's already crazy. So just imagine when they just, you know, give that green light to say, okay, everybody, you're open to do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. I just cannot imagine. I'm hoping I'm wrong. But just the way that it is right now, I don't know.
Well, we're going to see if we're ready. We hope that you all are ready. We hope that you are vaccinated because, as I always love to say, not only protect yourself, but you want to protect others. Brandon, thank you. This is the podcast. Patty and the Millennials, Acme Markets is a proud sponsor of what we do here. I'm the baby boomer. There's Gen X. There's Millennial. And most importantly, it's conversation, because conversation is important. Whether you agree or not, dialogue must happen. Dex Stuckey, he puts it all together, and we are so appreciative. But thank you for joining us. This is the podcast, Patty and the Millennials. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your cart. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.